With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A mill in Shawano County will be reopening after being closed about a year ago. It's the first chip mill in the U.S. purchased by a longer co-op. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, even though the mill is in Shawano County, its opening has an impact on the timber industry across the Northwoods.
In the last 5 years, mills in Park Falls, Wisconsin Rapids, and Duluth have shut down. It means less places to process timber and haulers having to drive loads further. Henry Schenebeck is the executive director of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association, as well as the Forest Industry Safety Training Alliance, or FISTA. In 2021, they trained about 1,700 loggers in sustainable forestry. This year, about 1,100 went through the training.
That tells me that loggers are looking for other things to do. And there's a lot of people that retired because the average age of a logger is 54 to 56. And there's a lot of them in that upper, so they're just like, you know what, there's no markets really. I'm old enough. I did my thing. I can retire.
Schenebeck says the mill in Shawano County reopening is good for the industry in a couple different ways, including reducing transportation time and costs and providing another market. The Timber Professionals Cooperative Enterprises is set to revitalize that mill with an $800,000 loan from the USDA Rural Development's Timber Production Expansion Guaranteed Loan Program. Andrew Iverson is the Wisconsin State Director for USDA Rural Development.
Well, we want to see the timber industry grow. It's been challenging. There's a lot of challenges with the timber industry, but it's a big part of Wisconsin's history. It's a big part of our environment, and so it's about forestry health. It's about supporting local rural communities, and then providing America with American-made products.
Iverson spoke to the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association board this week about the loan program and other ways rural development can support the timber industry. Schenebeck and others on the board are hoping the conversation will especially lead to getting more financial support for those looking to upgrade their equipment, of which Schenebeck gets calls about at least once a week.
If we can educate our members and they can go to their bank and say, well, did you know this program, it might open up more doors than we can even think about today.
The TPEP loans are funded through the USDA Forest Service. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Tens of millions of Christmas trees are cut and sold in the U.S. each year. A small but increasing number of consumers are looking to keep the holiday magic growing by purchasing a Christmas tree they can replant in the spring. Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports.
Dave Tubin started selling living Christmas trees by accident at his plant nursery in southwestern Wisconsin. He had a dozen leftover spruce from the landscaping season, and he was surprised when customers tried to buy the 5-foot potted trees instead of the cut ones he had available.
As the demand continued to grow for it, we just kept bringing them in. And this year we have probably the most live trees that we've ever had.
The idea of a living Christmas tree has been around for at least 2 decades. They're a niche product for the industry, only making up a small percentage of sales each winter. But some tree sellers say they're seeing more interest from buyers who are looking to beautify their property or help the environment by planting their tree. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Wisconsin Public Service has some tips to keep your holiday lighting display from overloading your outlets and your power bill. For strings of lights, make the move to LED strands, which use a lot less power compared to old incandescent lights. Inspect your existing strands and throw out any that are damaged. You also want to take care not to plug too many things into the same outlet. A timer is a good idea, so you won't forget to turn things off when you go to bed. Festive floodlights outside can also be a good option rather than having multiple strings of lights. The Michigan Supreme Court is considering a rule change to limit civil arrests of people with business in state and local courthouses. Immigrant advocates support the change. The proposal comes as the federal government cracks down on illegal immigration and has increased civil immigration arrests in or near courthouses. Some Democratic-leaning states have similar policies that have been challenged by the Trump administration. A federal judge in New York rejected the administration's argument that New York's policy was unconstitutional and prevented federal authorities from apprehending criminals. Michigan's rule would not interfere with criminal arrests. The Michigan court is taking public comment through December 22nd and will also hold a public hearing on the issue. Food share funds may have been restored in Wisconsin, but local organizations are speaking out about how program disruptions caused by the historic government shutdown are still preventing some residents from being able to access healthy food. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Grow It Forward in Manitowoc County operates multiple food access programs. CEO Amber Dogg says while the state supplemental nutrition assistance program has resumed, the government shutdown delayed the approval of their application to accept food share at their winter's farmers market until at least February or March. She says some regional farmers looking to accept food share at their farm stands are experiencing similar delays.
So this prevents small rural farmers, but also grocers from being able to have the necessary funding and resources to keep their shelves stocked and their purveyors paid and their staff employed.
Dogg says for every food share dollar that is spent, it provides nearly double that in economic impact. Last year, Manitowoc County ranked third in Wisconsin for the percentage of farmers market sales made using food share. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.